Shalom, אנחנו לומדים בזוהר.
Hello, we are studying in Zohar for All. We are in volume 7, the portion Pinchas. We have come to verse 207 under three prayers. You can find our study materials in the archive, kabbalahmedia.info, and you can turn your questions to Sviva Tova or Kab TV. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. We're continuing in volume 7, portion Pinchas, item 207.
We'll try to be together to give the reforming light to bestow to us according to the, at least the corporeal equivalence of form, and then from there we'll continue onward, and we'll expect further redemption.
Three prayers, 207. Prayers were established corresponding to the offerings. There are three prayers. Corresponding to the verse, the one lamb you shall offer in the morning. This is the morning prayer, in which it's written, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Standing is a prayer. And the other lamb you shall offer at twilight, corresponding to the afternoon prayer, which Isaac established. As it is written, and Isaac went out to walk in the field toward evening. Conversing is a prayer. The evening prayer, corresponding to the inner parts and tallow, which are being consumed the whole night. As it is written, and he came upon a place and slept there, for the sun has set. Coming, pegia, is a prayer. 208. Why is it written, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place? Did he have not pillows and blankets on which to lay? Because the groom came to the bride, although he usually lays with pillows and blankets, and she gives him stones to lay on, he will accept everything willingly. Jacob is Ranpin. He is attached in Mochin de Chasadim from Ima, whose abundance does not stop. It's written, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head. That is, he took the masach of the nukva, called stones, and extended to her the illumination of the left, sleep. Why did Ranpin do it if he is usually in the light of day, in Ima Chasadim? Because the atara of Ranpin is completed only by its zivug with the nukva. And because this is so, he accepts even her bed of stones willingly and very passionately. 209. Keeping is in the heart. Keep is in the heart, in Malchut, and not elsewhere. Remembering is in the male, in the brain, Ranpin, who rides and governs the heart. Remember the Sabbath day is male, Ranpin. Keep the Sabbath day is for the female, Malchut. The brain, male, Ranpin, rides on and governs the heart, Malchut. The heart governs and rides on the liver. The liver is Sam and the serpent, and they are one. The protrusion of the liver and the liver. Hence, in an offering, the protrusion of the liver is the serpent. The liver is the food of the male, Sam. 210. The liver takes first, it and its protrusion, which are Sam and the serpent, his partner. All those arteries in the liver are armies and their camps. Their reception is that they eat the tallow and fats of the offerings, as it is written, and the tallow which is on them. And then everything approaches the heart. All that the Sidracha always wants is the flesh, Gar of Chochmah, that illuminate in the left line before it unites with the right. Since the lights of the correction cannot receive anything. For this reason, the flesh of the offerings goes up to the Sidracha, and the will of the giver of the offering and the priest ascends to Kedusha. It's so because the offering is about uniting Ranpin and Malchut. At the start of the Zivug, illumination of Gar of Chochmah of the left is extended for a moment. This illumination is to nourish the Sitra Achra, to sustain them, so they are not cancelled. This illumination is regarded as the flesh of the offering, which rises to the eating of the Sitra Achra. And the desire of the offering goes up to the unification of Zeranpin and Malchut. The sacrificing of the offering on the altar is to bring Malchut closer to Zeranpin. At first, it nourishes the Sitra Achra, since at the beginning of the preparation of the Zivug of Zeranpin and Malchut, the Gal of Chochmah of the separated left awaken to illuminate and nurse the Sitra Achra, whose root are Sam and the serpent, called liver and the protrusion of the liver. The liver takes first in the beginning of the preparation of the Zivug of Zeranpin and Malchut, it and its protrusion, meaning Sam and the serpent, his partner, the roots of all the Sitra Achra. All those arteries in the liver are the forces expanding from them, and those gar of the separated left that the Sitra Achra receives are called tallow. The offering that rises to unite Zeranpin and Malchut, called brain and heart, first nourishes the Sitra Achra, Sam, and the serpent, called liver and the protrusion of the liver. Afterward, it rises and unites the brain and the heart, Zeranpin and Malchut. 211. The heart does not receive from the whole of the offering, but rather the confession that is made in it, which rises in the same smoke and prayer made on the offering. Afterwards, the heart brings the priest's desire for the unification in it, and the Levite's joy closer to the brain. The brain, Zeranpin, is like the light that comes from the upper brain, from Abba Ve'ima. The upper brain offers to the one who is most hidden, who is not known at all, Keter. Then everything is tied to each other, and the brain, Zeranpin, offers contentment to all the upper ones. 212. The arteries in the liver are people, angels of the Sitra Achra and all their hosts. The liver is Sam, and the protrusion of the liver is his Nukva. She is called protrusion because she does not connect to the male Sam, but only when she has time after the harlotry that she does, and she leaves him. Protrusion comes from leftover, since she leaves the male and makes it as leftover after all her adultery. This is why the female is called protrusion, since when she wants to connect in order to make one sin, she first becomes to him as leftover without any importance, without the power to govern the person. For the sin is initially as a hair's breadth, but afterwards she grows a little closer until she connects to him as one and he can no longer part from her. Other forces spread from those arteries in the liver by several kinds. They take all the inner organs and the fats that are burned on the altar at night, and all are included in the liver, Sam. 213. The heart, the primer in Kedusha Malchut, takes and offers to the brain. The heart lays over two kidneys, Netzach and Hod, two cherubim, which are the kidneys, advisors, meaning arranging the abundance that descends from Zeranpin to Malchut as skies that grind man for the righteous, who are tzaddik and tzedek, righteous and justice, yesod and Malchut. They are far and near, right and left, since in the governing of Netzach, the right, they are close, and in the governing of Hod, the left, they are far. They all take and eat from the illumination of the Zivug through the offering, each according to what benefits him, what befits him, until everything connects as one. 214. It is written, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. This is offered to the heart, meaning a broken spirit, confession and prayer. Since it is written, and the spirit will return to the God who gave it. A spirit that has been broken goes to up to God, Malchut, the heart, and the liver, Sam, offers it to the heart, as it has become its advocate, and it is all one connection in the offering. It is so because by the liver's enjoyment from the sacrificing of the offering, because it receives illumination of Gah of the separated left, this begins the separation of the Zivug. For this reason, the prosecutor becomes the advocate and brings good references about the broken spirit of the sacrificing person, so it will be accepted by the heart. He does it for its own good, so it illuminates of the Zivug will not be spoiled. Hence the liver, Sam, offers it to the heart, for it became his advocate, because the prosecutor has become the advocate. 215. All the illnesses and afflictions go out of the body from the liver, Sam, and this is where they are found. The heart, the Malchut, is purer than all the organs of the body, and from it emerges all the good and all the health of all the organs, all the power, joy, and wholeness that all the organs need.
If there are any questions, please. Yes.
We see that there are many examples that the Zohar brings to the connections in the upper ones are taken from organs in the human body. They're named after the human body organs. Why is it so?
According to man's body, he connects all of the parts of reality, and man is at the center for reality, and the body of man also is an existence that you can divide into the organs that are in the body. Also in the whole world you have the, it's in the spiritual world, you have the brain, you have the heart, you have the kidneys, and we learn about the spiritual paltsuf, the spiritual face, you have the rosh, toch sof, all of the parts. Also, the created being. It's not that a created being was created in and after all of what we find in nature that's changing. But according to the influence of the light, it was created, then the will gets all kinds of qualities until it gets to the point that is the final state, that is Adam, that is like the Creator. And then according to that template that the light created the desire and organized it inside of the system, according to that template they also have all of these different qualities of the system and in parts of the world, and it's all according to that template because the general and the individual are the same. So that's why if you take a part, it'll also have the part of the parts of the body of man.
But each part on its own stands on its own.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you take. Some of the system general can be called a finger. And also there you'll find the 10 sefirot and all of their behaviors.
Because, Rav, we can see that there's a very great understanding of the Zohar in the human body. How is its whole innards constructed?
They didn't have any other way to explain it other than to use this language. Zohar is talking in the language of Midrash, usually. And so that's the way it talks. And it explains to you all kind of phenomena and the parts of creation as in the body of man. So it uses the heart and the kidneys.
It's like he associates the heart for a desire, the mind, the brain to...
Yeah, its names.
Each thing from its spirituality, he associates it.
Yeah, as we know it in flesh and blood, there's also projection in spirituality, and that's why the body itself was built according to that template. It's all according to one plan. Alright, let's continue. The offerings.
The offerings, verse 216. Offerings come only to repel the impure sides and attract the holy sides. They are big and small among the arteries in the liver, the armies of Sam, and they expand to several sides. These take the inner parts and the fats that are consumed on the altar all night long, since the offering is entirely to the Creator, and the Sitra Achra takes only from the inner parts and the tallow. 217. The offerings of the Creator are to bring the letter Yud in the letter He and the Vav in the letter He. But even though all the sacrifices must be offered to the Creator, and He dispenses to all the camps the food from the offering, to each what it deserves. To the ones of the intellect, meaning to the side of Kedusha, He gives the nourishments of the Torah, and a drink of wine and water of the Torah, the middle line, which is called Torah, by which all the lights are established. To the natural ones, which are the demons that are as people, the Sitra Achra, He gives natural foods, whose fire comes down to eat them. That is, the illuminations that come from the left line of separation, without correction of the middle line called Torah. 218. If Israel are rewarded, He would come down like a lion of fire to eat the sacrifices. If they are not rewarded, He goes down there like a dog of fire. Even so, when a man dies, if he is rewarded, an image of a lion comes down to receive his soul. If he is not rewarded, an image of a dog descends. Of which David said, "Deliver my soul from the sword, mine only one from the power of the dog." 219. Because the Creator wanted to deliver from their bodies and souls of Israel, He commanded to sacrifice sacrifices of beasts and bodies instead, so the Sitra Achra would not govern them. The Sitra Achra will enjoy them, to keep the verse, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink." And then the prosecutor becomes an advocate. But the Creator receives from the offering only the will of the heart and the breaking of the heart. As it is written, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a shattered heart, O God, You will not despise." Like clay vessels of which it was said, were broken and purified. 220. The priest, brain, Zeranpin, is right. The Levite, heart, Malchut, is left. Israel, the body, or the middle line. When the souls of Israel go up to Man, they become the middle line between Zeranpin and Malchut. It was said about them, priests in their work, and Levites in their stand, and Israel in their standing. If the liver, Sam, wants to offer the tallow which are impure to the heart, it takes only the fat of pure tallow. The gal of the separated left are impure tallow. The vak of chokhmah of the left, which are united in the right by the middle line, are pure tallow. There is pure tallow and impure tallow in the body, clear blood without waste, and blood that is murky with waste. Since the arteries of the blood in the heart, in Malchut, are holy armies, and the arteries of the liver, some, are impure armies. Likewise are the camps of the evil inclination and the camps of the good inclination. These are appointed over the arteries of the heart, and those are appointed over the arteries of the liver. Opposite them are two nations. Israel are the arteries of the heart, and the nations of the world are the arteries of the liver. 221. But not even all of Israel are equal. There are children of Malchut among them from the side of the holy Malchut, comprising 10 Sfirot, and all the Havayot, and all the appellations, and there are among them those who are servants from the side of the servant, Matat, his servant, the housekeeper of Malchut, and there are among them who are as beasts. It is written about them, "You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are men." Those who are sheep, as sheep, the Creator commanded them to offer beasts in their stead, to atone for them. Those who are similar to angels, their offerings are good deeds, on which there are appointed angels who offer the good deeds before the Creator in their stead. And those who are sons of Havaya, by their iniquities, the letters of Havaya separate, and there is no upper Zivug, Yud-Kei, and there is no Zivug of Zeranpin and Malchut, Vav-Kei. And their correction is the Torah, the name Havaya, to bring the letters closer through their offering, Yud and He, Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, Vav and He, Zivug of Zeranpin and Malchut. 223. But in all the offerings of those who are in the Bchinot, beasts, angels, appointed over the mitzvot, Malchut, and the name Havaya, the offering must bring all of them closer to the Creator. The Zivug of the four holy letters of Havaya. And the Creator rides with the four letters Havaya in four animals of the angels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, who are the Merkava, the chariot in Bria. And the Creator rides with four letters Havaya in four foundations, fire, wind, water, and dust, Chugtum in Yetzirah, the Bchina of Yesod, from which four animals of nature were created, Chugtum in the world of Asiya. And the Creator brings water in fire, the two lines, Chassed Gvura, Yud Kei, and wind in dust, Tiferet is called Ruach, with Malchut, which is called dust, Vavke. As it is written, he who makes peace in his high places. Thus he brings the four animals of the angels, attracting Michael, intelligent water, with Gabriel, intelligent fire, right and left, Yudke. He attracts Uriel, air, intelligent wind, with Raphael, ashes, intelligent dust, Vavke. For as soon as the Creator departs from among them, they have no power. 224. It's written in all the offerings to the Lord, Havaya. So how is it said that there is a separation in the letters Havaya, and the offerings come now to unite with them? This was said about those degrees that were created and called by His name, and not that they are He, Himself. It is written about it, all that is called by my name, and for my glory I have created it, formed it, and made it. And there are letters Havaya in Atzilut, in which there is no separation and cessation, which are the fountains of all the worlds, watering the trees. Four letters in Atzilut were depicted over those who were created towards Havaya, clothed in the world of Bria, Yud in the head, Vav for the body, and Hey were the five fingers depicted in the ten fingers. 225. But the cause of causes, Ein Sof, who is above all, called Havaya, whose light is clothed in Havaya, it is written about him, to whom then will you liken me, that I should be equal? Says the Holy One. And to whom will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? I, the Lord, do not change. The iniquities of the lower ones do not touch him, separating the letters Yud from He in him, or Vav from He, for there is no separation in him. It is written about him, no evil will dwell with you. He governs everything, and there is no one who governs him. He perceives everything, and there is no one who perceives him. He is not called Havaya, or all the names, unless when his light expands over them, over the degrees in the four worlds of Bia, when he departs from them, there is no name of his essence in them at all. He is deep, deep. Who can find him? 226. There's no light that can look at him and will not be darkened, even the upper Keter of Atzilut, whose light is stronger than all the degrees and all the hosts of heaven, upper and lower. It is written about it, with regards to his essence, he made darkness his hiding place. And it is written about Chochma and Bina, cloud and mist surrounds him. It is even more so with the rest of the Sefirot, and much less with the animals, and much less with the foundations, which are dead without vitality. He surrounds all the worlds, and there is no one who surrounds them on all sides, above and below, and to the four sides but him. There is no one who can exit his authority. He fills the worlds, and no one other than him fills them. 227. He sustains all the worlds, and there is no other God over him to give him life. As it is written, you sustain them all. He connects and unites a kind to its kind, above and below, and there is no closeness in the four foundations to each other, but the Creator when he is among them. 228. When those who are called, you are children of the Lord, your God, from the side of Havayah, sinned, he departed from the letters Havayah, and they remain separated. Its correction is to bring the lights closer to the Creator, Yud and Hey, the Zivug of Chochmah and Binah, and Vav and Hey is the Zivug of Tiferet and Malchut. Likewise, his servants from the side of Matat and from the side of the animals, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, caused by their sins for his godliness to depart from them. Their correction is to return and bring the Creator back over them and bring them closer to each other. Likewise, those who are from four foundations, fire, wind, water, and dust, who are called the sheep of the Creator, by their iniquities, they cause the Creator to rise from them. The correction is to bring them closer to the Creator. 229. For this reason, he commanded in all of them an offering to the Creator to unite the letters Havayah that were parted and departed. As it is written, my bread which is presented unto me for offerings made by fire. Also the one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. It is also written, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, each kind goes to its kind and connects with it. And the Creator makes everything close in this place, which is the cause of everything, and there is no God besides him, and no one who can bring the forces close but him. 230. But the forces of the idol-worshipping nations are from the side of separation. Woe to one who causes separation in the letters, in the animals, and in the foundations by his iniquities. For the Creator promptly leaves Israel, and the idol-worshipping nations will enter among them. The idol-worshipping nations have no closeness to the Creator because there are no offerings abroad in the place of the nations. For this reason, one who dwells abroad is as one who has no God. At the time when Moses said these words, all the holy letters descended from him to him from Atzilut, as well as the holy animals in Briah and the four foundations in Yetzirah and Atziah, and blessed him. They said, by you, Moses, the Creator descended upon us and brought a kind to its kind. Blessed are you to the Creator in four foundations. Now everything is clarified as it should be established.
Are there questions? None? Okay, we'll continue. Delight in the Lord. 231.
But we're keeping our intention. As much as possible, depict to ourselves that we are special, united, in order to draw the reforming light. Yes.
It is written, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and cherish faithfulness. Trust in the Lord as it should be, and do good, meaning make the correction of the Holy Covenant, so you will correct it and keep it properly. If you do that, you will be here in the land, which is dwell in the land. The faith of above, Malchut, will be nourished by you, and this is cherish faithfulness. 232. Also, Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. All this was corrected in the correction of the covenant. Once the covenant was corrected, everything was corrected. And because Pinchas was jealous over that covenant, he was rewarded with everything. Moreover, he protects the whole of Israel, and in him the verse, "Delight in the Lord," comes true. He rises and connects above in the first light that the Creator created and concealed, in the light that Abraham enjoys, and to which Aaron the priest connects. 233. After Pinchas rose to being the high priest, the killing of Zimri was not mentioned in regard to him, and it is inappropriate, so he will not grip to the branches of the Sidracha whatsoever. It is inappropriate to mention this in relation to him, because anyone who kills, there are branches of the Sidracha in him. But Pinchas had already connected to the right, to priesthood, and no part of Sidracha whatsoever. This is why his name is not mentioned here, for what seems like a praise is a disgrace to him, and a descent from the high degree to which he became united. This is why it is written plainly, "the stricken who was struck," and also, "and the name of the stricken woman," without mentioning by whom. 234. Rabbi Pinchas said, "Happy is the generation that hears your words in the Torah, and happy am I for being rewarded with it." Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Pinchas, "Happy is the generation that you and your piousness are in it." And he came upon a place, or words of conciliation. 235. It is written, "And Jacob went on his way, and angels met him." There is a good encounter, a bad encounter, and there is one for prayer. While he was going to Haran, it is written, "And he came upon a place." Pigea also means an encounter. He was praying the evening prayer in Malchut called a place. As it is written, "Behold, there is a place with me," since the evening prayer is worthy of that place, for it is the correction of Malchut, as there is no encountering but prayer. 236. And he came upon a place and slept there, for the sun had set. And he came upon a place, there is no coming but conciliation, for the holy sun Zeranpin had come to the moon, Malchut, the husband to the wife. It follows that it is inappropriate for the husband to come to his wife unless by words of conciliation to appease her. It is written, "And he came upon a place," meaning that he said to her words of conciliation afterward and slept there. When Jacob came from Haran, it is written, "And he was met," meaning that Malchut had sent forth to appease him, so he would come to her. Zeranpin is right, Malchut is left. As there is a dispute between right and left, so it was between Zeranpin and Malchut. In the diminution of the moon, Zeranpin defeated Malchut because she diminished and went out of the left line. For this reason, Zeranpin must appease her and return to her the illumination of the left, as it is inappropriate for a husband to come to his wife if not by words of conciliation to appease her. In the beginning, he extends to her the illumination of the left for conciliation, and then he mates with her and gives her the faithful chassadim. Sometimes it is to the contrary, where Zeranpin is in vak and Malchut appeases Zeranpin so as to mate with her, by which his gal returned to him. As it is written, "A virtuous woman is her husband's crown." For this reason, when Jacob came from Haran, when he was in Katnut, called Haran, it is written, "And he was met," meaning that Malchut had sent out to appease him, so he would come to her, unite with her, and by that the gal would return to him. 237. And Jacob said when he saw them. When he saw them refers to the angel of Zeranpin called Day, and of Malchut called Night. They disappeared from him, and then appeared to him. This is why it is written, "When he saw them, this is God's camp." It follows that there were those of the day and those of the night. It is written about those of the night, God's camp, since Malchut is called Elohim, God. And it is written about those of the day, this, since Zeranpin is called this, Ze. This is why it is written, and he called the name of that place Machanaim, two camps. Now he saw here two holy camps, the camp of Rabbi Shimon and the camp of Rabbi Pinchas. The angels of the day and those of the night were from the illumination of the Zivug. While he was in Haran, he did not see them. But now in the Zivug, he saw them. They disappeared from him and then appeared to him. This is why it is written, when he saw them. 239. For the sun had set. Had set refers to putting out. That light of the sun was put out. We learn from this that one who unites with one's wife must put out the candle at night. And in the day, it is the conduct of sages to use their beds, mates only at night, chastely. For this reason, sleeping is done at night, when the sun has set, after the sun has departed from the world. 240. For this reason, as one should cover oneself from the sun, one should also cover oneself from those angels of the good inclination on the right in several camps, and from those angels from the evil inclination who is walking on the left in several camps. Therefore, once the morning came, he said, when he saw them, for at night he did not see them. On the part of Jacob, who was a whole man, middle line, there were only the camps of the king and queen with him, called daytime angels and nighttime angels, for this reason, and he called the name of that place, Machanaim, in plural, two camps. It is written about those angels of the day of Zeranpin, when he saw them, that camp of God. Zeranpin is called this. When the angels of the night came of Malchut, they gathered with him to keep him. He said, and he called the name of that place Machanaim, two camps. We could argue that the words, when he saw them, are written after he returned from Laban, since there is no early or late in the Torah. 241. And he came upon a place. First it was said that an encounter is the evening prayer. Afterwards it is said that the encountering is words of conciliation when the groom comes to the bride. Accordingly, and he came upon a place means unification of the groom and the bride. Because a prayer is the bride, Malchut, as it is written, come with me from Lebanon, my bride, with me from Lebanon. Malchut is called with me. And it is written, behold, there is a place with me. Thus, a place means Malchut, like with me. And because Malchut is called a place in this world, it is written about it, and he came upon a place and slept there. And he came upon a place means that he met Malchut, called a place, and a prayer, and a bride. Therefore, the meaning is that the groom, Zeranpin, encountered and came to the bride. Malchut called a place. It can also be said that encountering means correcting the evening prayer, since the correction of the prayer is the unification of groom and bride, since a prayer is Malchut, and the two interpretations are the same thing. 242. For this reason she says, who will give me in the desert a lodging place for travelers? For at that time she was an authority in and of herself, and not with those who determine that she is indebted to them without her groom. Whenever a man prays, the Creator rushes ahead and keeps her, as it is written, and a man was astounded by her. There is no man but the Creator, as it is written, the Lord is a man of war. And it is written, and it came to pass, before he was done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out. This is, as it is written, His arrow shall go forth as the lightning. At night, in the dark, is the governance of the dinim and the left line. The governance of the left without the right is darkness, since the governance of the right, light of chasadim, is daylight. This is why we should pray the evening prayer to Mater with Zeranpin, the middle line, at which time she is kept from the sitracha, so the abundance will not be drawn from her from above downward. And as the night is the dominion of the left, in terms of time, the desert is the dominion of the left in terms of place. For this reason, it is a place of the serpent, the seraph, and the scorpion. And this is why she says, "Who will give me in the desert a lodging place for travelers?" For then she was an authority in and of herself. The Shekhinah divinity is waiting and says, "Who will give me in the desert the place of the governance of the left to be in a zivug with Tiferet and Yesod called a guest?" And this is the lodging place for travelers, also guests. One who prays the evening prayer corrects it by this zivug. At that time, she's regarded as an authority in and of herself, when the abundance of Chokhmah in her remains in her possession, and she does not extend from above downward. For this is the correction of the middle line, which is Tiferet and Yesod. Malchut awaits this correction and says, "Who will give me in the desert a lodging place for travelers?" At that time, she was an authority in and of herself, and not with those who determine she is indebted to them without her groom. For then she is kept, so the abundance of Chokhmah will not be drawn from her from above downward, as they determine she is indebted and separates her from her groom, the middle line. Whenever a man prays, the Creator rushes ahead and keeps her. It is so because by the prayer, a person unites Malchut with the Creator, the middle line, which he rushes ahead and keeps from the outer ones and the wicked, so they do not extend from her from above downward. It is written, "And a man was astounded by her," meaning that the Creator was waiting to mate with her, and before the invocator has completed his prayer, the zivug takes place. As it is written, "And it came to pass, before he was done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out." Rebekah has the letters of Barak, lightning, and a lightning implies the zivug, which shoots like an arrow, as it is written, "And his arrow shall go forth as the lightning." 243. For 10, the Shekhinah rushes ahead and comes. For 1, she does not come until he has sat down. So how do we say that whenever a person prays, the Creator rushes ahead and keeps her, even for one person? For 10, which is Yod, the He comes first. If there are also Yud K, Mochin of Chub, since Yod includes the He, the Shekhinah, who is the He, comes too. For 1, she does not come. If Vav is one without the letters Yud K, until it sits and receives the Mochin of Yod K, the second He of Havaya, and does not come to it. In a place where there are no Yud-K, the Hey, Malchut does not come. One who wishes to unite the letters Yud-K, Vav-K, must plead with a plea and pleading. This is why it is written, "And I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have begun." Since in Adni, which is the Shekhinah, she is in pleading, and from the Creator we ask for mercy. Thus far is the matter of the evening prayer. Pleading increases the grace of the Shekhinah to make her fit for the zivug. Rachamim are the mochin of the middle line, comprising both lines, right and left, Yodke. To unite the letters of Havaya, we must extend Rachamim to the Creator, the Mochin of Yudke, and pleading that enhances the grace of the Shekhinah in his eyes. Then the unification takes place. The Shekhinah comes only if they are Mochin of Yudke in Zeranpin.
Shailot, questions? Again, Amnon. Please.
Rav, the Zohar was written about the upper worlds, and every time that we read, I have a feeling that's very special that I can't put into words. And so my question is, what's the power of reading the Zohar to bring the reforming light to the readers?
That's all there is. The upper light, the upper force, which shines upon those who read. And even though they don't understand, we have many verses to support this and from our source material. That Zohar doesn't operate according to understanding, but according to the desire to sanctify it. That the reading itself will influence the reader in such a way that he will uplift and rise more and more in the degrees of purity. And that's how one will advance.
Reading the Zohar has to be in a group in order to have that strength.
It's desirable for there to be at least two, so each will be able to go out of himself. The complete emergence is in the ten. Well, you don't have ten like Rabbi Shimon when they wrote the Zohar, so whatever you have. You see, people are sitting in small groups also in all kinds of places in the world. And especially in the evening. In our morning lesson, they're more concentrated. In our evening lesson, they're more already separated, each in his home. But it's good. This is altogether the connection. We're now, we're Hungary, North America, United VG, Ural, Romania, Ural. Who else do we have there? All kinds of other groups. Also in Israel, many. All of that connects. This is actually, the distance is not defining anything here. That's why we always have a minyan, we always have a ten, we always want to be together. And the rest, so there will be work for the Creator. It's not for no reason that it's called the Creator's work. He who has done peace in the heights will do peace upon us.
Article, the one lamb you shall offer in the morning. 244. It is written, the one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at dusk. It is so that matters that are under the furnace of the world will be covered under your clothing, as a garment covers the body. The secrets of Torah must be covered, much less the secrets of the offerings, which are as the closeness of a wife to her husband. This is why it is called korban, an offering or sacrifice, from the word kirva, closeness. The furnace of the world means the excessive concealment that exists in the world. 245. As the closeness of a man to his wife should be in concealment, the offering must be covered from the incest of the insolent wicked, who have neither shame nor humbleness. There are several kinds of bastards, children of incest, children of menstruation. Nida, the menstruation, means nad. Hey, the Lord has wandered away from her, meaning the Shekhinah, who is called Hey, and in her stead there is a maidservant, the daughter of a foreign god, a harlot. It is written, under three the earth quakes, and under four it cannot bear, under a servant that is made king, a villain when he is satisfied with food, and a maidservant that is heir to her mistress. The Hay, the queen, the good inclination, has wandered off from her place, and a maidservant entered in her stead, the evil inclination. 246. It is written, I saw in the house what seemed like an affliction. This is the impure blood of menstruation, as it is written of the affliction, and a priest shall shut him up 7 days. Likewise, she will be in her menstruation 7 days. How fortunate are the organs that are sanctified during intercourse, which are called timbers of the offering, to which holy fires are gripped. They are from the name Havaya, Ziranpin, which grips to their fire. This is why it is written, honor the Lord with light. 247. the end and the wholeness of the verse, and a tenth of Ifa of semolina. How fortunate is one who extends from his brain a clean drop of semolina without waste during the zivuk. It is implied in the letter Yod from Adni, which is why it is written, and a tenth. For she is included in ten sfirot, and she is mixed with beaten oil, a fourth of a hin, mixed with four, mikra, Old Testament, Mishnah, Talmud, Kabbalah, on which the righteous beat themselves and raise man for her zivuk.
Ezekiel's Merkava 248. When Ezekiel saw the Shekhinah out of the klipot, out of the garments, he saw with her ten sfirot without any separation. These are the brain in all of them. He saw them from the river Kvar below, which is the vehicle that is below in Matat, for Kvar has the letters of Rechev, vehicle. As it is written, the vehicle of God is 20,000, thousands of Shinan. Each 10,000, ribotaim, as the word is written in the verse in Hebrew, are 20,000. Take off from the two that are gone, since Shinan has the letters of She'enayim, thousands are 2,000 that are gone, leaving 18,000. As the count of 18 worlds, Yesod called living, including 10 sfirot, having clothed and the letters Tet from Matat. It is the letter Tet from Totafot, as it is written about it, and they will be as Totafot between your eyes. Who are the eyes? They are those of above. As it is written, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Visions are 10 mirrors of Matat that Ezekiel saw as a candle in a lantern, 9 sights open and 1 concealed. Although Ezekiel saw the Shekhinah wearing garments of Biyah, he still saw the unification, the connection of the Sfirot Ziranpin and Malchut. He saw the Shekhinah united with Ziranpin. He saw with her 10 sfirot without any separation, where Ziranpin is the upper 9, connected to Malchut without any separation. These 10 sfirot are the brain that is clothed within. However, he saw them when they were clothed in Matat. Since during the exile, the zivug of Ziranpin and Malchut is clothed in Matat, he saw them in the clothing of the river Kvar, which is Matat. Kvar has the letters Rechev, which is why it is written about Matat, the vehicle of God is 20,000 thousands of Shinan. Deduct that from that the two that are gone, and 18,000 remain as the counts of 18 worlds, Yesod called living, which concludes ten sfirot. It's so because when Ziranpin and Malchut are in the Zivug through the Yesod, Yesod is called 18 worlds. Since then, 10 sfirot of Or Yashar descend from Yesod to Malchut, and 10 sfirot of Or Chozer rise from Malchut to Ziranpin. Because the Zivug is on Chochmah, whose digits are thousands, they are regarded as 20,000. 10,000 of Or Yashar and 10,000 of Or Chozer, which are included in Matat. This is why it's written, the vehicle of God is 20,000. For Matat, the Merkava Velokim has 20,000 lights. However, even though the Zivug is with Malchut, the essence of Malchut is missing in Malchut too. Since the Malchut, the Manula, has been concealed, and in her stead, Yesod of Malchut is employed, the Miftacha. This is why two Sfirot of the 20 are missing in her, since it lacks the Malchut of the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar and the Malchut of the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer. And there are only Chai, 18 Sfirot there. And they will be as Totafot between your eyes, they are illuminations of Chochmah and Malchut called Einaim. As it is written, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Since visions are illuminations of Chochmah called Einaim, visions are 10 visions of Matat. where the ten sefirot of Malchut called clothed in Matat are called visions. It is so because there is vision and seeing only in Malchut, since there is no disclosure of illumination of Chochmah in any sefirah but Malchut. Although Ezekiel did not receive the visions of Malchut from Malchut herself, but from the clothing in Matat, as a candle in a lantern. A candle that stands inside a lantern whose walls are made of glass, and he sees the illumination of the candle from within the glass walls. This is how Ezekiel saw the visions of the Shekhinah, the candle, out of the Kilim of Matat, the lantern. But although we say that he saw the 10 visions of Malchut, there are only 9 visions, since Malchut of Malchut was concealed, and an illumination from Yesod called Miftacha serves in her stead. This is why he saw 9 visions, the first 9 of Malchut, but did not see the vision of Malchut de Malchut as she is concealed and hidden. 249. One vision that he saw of those 10 visions is as it is written, and above the firmament that is over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. 250. The Creator said to the camps of above, anyone who prays, strong, wise, or rich, he is strong in his merits, overcoming his inclination. He is wise in the Torah, rich in mitzvot. His prayer will not enter this place until you see in him these signs that he has put in himself my corrections. For this reason, if the Rav resembles an angel of the Lord of hosts, they should seek Torah from him, meaning those in whose garments these signs are inscribed, his prayer you should accept. One sign that will be inscribed in his prayer is azur on the four edges of the tzitzit. For azur is similar to the firmament, is matat. It follows that he is similar to the angel of the Lord of hosts, whose form is the azur in the tzitzit. 251. For this reason, the measure of the tzitzit is, as we learn, a talit, a prayer shawl in which the little one is covered almost entirely. This is the one of whom it is written, and a little child shall lead them. Matat, called a little child. He is leading the four animals, which are four, and he includes the 6 steps to the throne, Chagat Nehi, which are 6, and because he consists of 10, the 10 Sefirot of Zeranpin and Malchut of Atzilut, which are 10, clothe in him. And in him, the Creator appears by his Shekhinah to the prophets, who consists of 10 Sefirot. On the part of Shekhinah, which is clothed in Matat, who is the 10th Sefirah, the azur in the Tzitzit, Matat too, is the azur of all the colors, as all the colors are included in azur. 252. Malchut is called azur. The conclusion of the Ten Sefirot. It is written about it, thus was finished all the work of the tabernacle of the Tent of Meeting, as it was the conclusion of everything. Tchelet, azur, comes from the word kala, bride, as it is written, and it came to pass on the day that Moses had concluded setting up the tabernacle. Sages explain that klot, concluded, comes from the word kala, bride. Hence the Shekhinah is called tchelet, azur, and is the azur light in the candle which consumes tallow and offering. The light of the left line in Malchut, the illumination of Chochmah, is called azur, because Aleph, first, it is the conclusion of the Ten Sefirot, as it is in the verse, he searches every purpose. Also, we learn that the purpose of Chochmah is repentance and good deeds, namely a result and a purpose. For the illumination of Chochmah in Malchut is the result of every upper 9. 2. From the words, thus was finished all the work of the tabernacle of the Tent of Meeting. Azur means conclusion, since its illumination concludes all the sefirot. 3. Tchelet, azur, from the word kala, bride, for Malchut is the bride of Zeranpin. 4. She is called Tchelet from the word Klaya, annihilation, which is the azure light in the candle, a consuming tallow and offerings. The dinim that come with the illumination of Chochmah in her consume and burn everything. Like the azul in the tzitzit, the white threads are lights of chasadim, and the azure wick is illumination of Chochmah in Malchut. 253. Ezekiel said about the light of Chochmah in her, which is called azur, the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone. The virtue of this stone is that one who inherits it, the light of hell does not govern him. And there is no fire in the world that could spoil it, nor any kind of metal. If you hammer a sapphire stone with a hammer, the hammer will break on it, but it will not be harmed. Water certainly does not harm it, and all the upper and lower ones of the Sitra Achra fear it. It is written about the azure of the sea, if you pass through the water, I will be with you. With this virtue of the azure light in Malchut called a sapphire stone, the horse and his rider drowned at sea. Who is the appointee over Egypt who drowned in the sea by the force of the azure light? 254. The upper and lower fear that azure of color, the camps of the sea fear it, and the camps of the firmament, which is azure, fear it. The camps of the azure of the fire of hell, the azure of the Sitra Achra, fear it. Because when the light of azur in Malchut is revealed, the illumination of Chochmah, very harsh dinim appear with her, casting dread and tremor over all the outer ones. 255. Azur is din, for the name of Malchut is Adni, letters of Dina, judgment in Aramaic. Two colors are written in the Talit, white and azur. It is written about those two colors and under his feet, as it were, a paved sapphire brick. The Livnat is the Levan, the white of the sapphire, since sapphire consists of two colors, Rachamim and Din. White is Rachamim, and black is the blackness of azur. Sage just implied about those two colors, when is the Shema reading? During the morning prayer, when he distinguishes between azur and white. A king's daughter, Malchut, is the Shema reading. The unification of the Creator consisting of two colors, white and azur. Havaya Adni, Havaya white, and Adni is azur. In order to be Rachamim and Din, as it is with the Creator, Zeadbin consists of two colors, Havaya Adni, to be Rachamim and Din. A throne of Din and a throne of Rachamim. 256. As the appearance of a sapphire stone, the likeness of the throne. If the sapphire stone is the azur in the tzitzit, what is the likeness of the throne? Opposite the throne where she has 72 bridges, lights from the name Ab. The name will be inscribed in 72 connections and rings of a tzitzit, corresponding to the 72 bridges of the throne. 18 corrections and lines to each side of the four sides of his garment are 5 connections and 13 rings, and 4 times 18 are 27, or 72, since the throne, the letter He, is Malchut, is 2, each in the 4 animals of the throne, which are the 4, opposite the 4 edges of his cover. 257. The 6 edges of the throne, which are 6 matat, includes 4 animals, as it is written, and a little child leads them. And they are Michael, Gabriel, Nuriel, and Raphael. And matat is the 6 steps to the throne, Chagat Nehi, each comprising 100, which amounts to 600. A tzitzit filled with 2 letters, Yod, amounts to 600. If 1 Yud is missing from the tzitzit, the Chirik complements in its stead, as it is like a Yod. On each side of the 4 edges is the garment is a tzitzit that amounts to 600, and with the 13 rings of the tzitzit, they are 613. 258. The 6 steps to the throne is Vav, and in full, Vav Aleph Vav, which amounts to 13. Vav Aleph Vav is implied in three words of the combinations of 72 words that exist in the three verses, and went, and came, and pitched, which are the three words Vav Ke Vav Aleph Nun Yud Vav He Vav, whose initials are Vav Aleph Vav. There are five knots in the tzitzit, which are five to every side of the four edges of the garment, and the filling of hay, which is aleph, is the garment itself, one for all. And in the letter A, hay, that connects with vav, 18 letters are completed in the letter hay, which are 13 in gematria, which are the letters tet from matat. Also, hey yud implies chaya, where there will be an animal to each of the four sides, and will consist of four animals, since the four sides are included in one another. Each animal has four faces and four wings. Together, they are 32 faces and wings. They hang from the fourth of the four animals, which is the face of a man who is dressed in a tzitzit. 259. There are 32 tzitziot, as the count of Yud Vav Dalet He, Ahe Aleph He Aleph, whose wholeness is Vav Aleph Vav. 13 rings in all four sides. Vav unites with all four animals in the four sides, completes the name Yod Vav Dalet Hey Aleph Vav Hey Aleph above in Zeranpin and Malchut of Atzilut, and completes below the animals. The middle pillar Matat is to complement above, like Tiferet de Atzilut, for the name of Matat is as the name of his Rav Tiferet, and was created in his likeness after his image, Matat, including all the degrees from above downwards, since Tiferet and Malchut of Atzilut are clothed in him. From below upwards means that he comprises all four holy animals, and he grips in the middle, as it is written, and the middle bar inside the boards shall pass through from one end to another. 260. Matat comprises four faces and four wings of each animal above in Zon, which are Yud K Havaya Elokim, the combination of Havaya Adni, Ziranpin, and Malchut. As it is written, then Moses sang. In each of the animals of Ziranpin, Moses, there are four faces and four wings, which in Gematria are Aleph Zain Az, eight. Likewise, then Az in the lion, then Az in the ox, Az in the eagle, and Az in man. And these are 32 faces and wings, which are four times then Az in Gematria. 261. These four faces, the four letters Havaya, and the four wings, the four letters Adni, correspond to the four gold garments Adni, and the four garments of white Havaya, which the priest wore in order to atone for Israel. They correspond to Adni, open my lips, said at the start of the standing prayer. It also corresponds to the prayer itself, because in each conclusion of the 18 blessings of the prayer, there is Havaya, and 18 times Havaya consists of 72 letters, as the count of and concluded, which is Yesod, called all, since 18 Havayot are included in righteous of one who lives forever, which is and concluded. 262. In the four animals, there are 32 letters, where in each animal there are Havaya Adni, 8 letters to each side, and 13 letters from the beginning of the words in three words, Vav, Hey, Vav, Aleph, Nun, Yud, Vav, Hey, Vav, which are 13 in Gematria. The upper and lower 13 are included in this Vav, by which Adam, who is 45 in Gematria, was completed. He is the middle pillar. Since the 32 letters of Havaya Adni on each side with the 13 letters in Vav amount to Ma, ask the number Adam 45.
Questions? It's difficult. All right. We'll continue. Again, the same intention. You expected redemption, salvation, and that's the most important thing. Let's continue. Four klipot surrounding the four animals. 263. There are no klipot above in the tree of life, Zeranpin, since it is forbidden to approach the king's gate wearing rags. Below in Matat, there are klipot, since Matat is in the form of the middle pillar, Zeranpin. When the Creator is outside of his Malchut, when Malchut is in exile, he covers with the face and wings of his servant, Matat, as it is written, and he rode upon a shurub and flew. Matat is called a shurub and a vehicle. 264. The klipot surrounded the four animals of Matat. One, Tohu, of which it is written, and behold a great and strong wind taking mountains apart and shattering rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind. Two, Bohu, which it is written, and after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. These are the two klipot, peel, shell, of the nut. A green klipa is tohu, and a white klipa is bohu, which is whetstones. A klipa as hard as a whetstone. Wet is in moisture, no, not the other kind. Opposite those two klipot, there are chaff and straw of the wheat. 265. 3. The third klipa surrounding the four animals of Matat is thin. It corresponds to the bran of the wheat, since here it becomes attached to the wheat and cannot be separated from there until it is ground in the mill, which corresponds to the molars in man's mouth. Words of Torah must be ground in them until they are as flour, as clean semolina. The waste, the bran of the Torah, is sorted in a strainer, which is the lips, until the rule is as clean semolina. At that time the heart, the mind, and all the organs of the body where the soul spreads, take that rule that is as clean semolina, and the soul is nourished in it, as the body is nourished by the words of the corporeal world, for God has made them one opposite the other. There is the bread of the body, and there is the bread of the soul, as it is written, go eat of my bread. 266. This is the klipa that is attached to the marrow of the nut. For when the nut is soft, it parts from the marrow of the nut with ease. But when it is dry, it is hard for a person to remove it from there, for the difficulty remains. This is why the Creator commanded man to repent in his youth, before the evil inclination grows old in him, as it is written, arise before old age, meaning arise in repentance before you are old. This is klipa, and it is on fire. 4. The fourth klipa that surrounds the four animals of Matat is an abyss, as it is written, and darkness over the base of the abyss, which is the hollow in the nut, of which it is written, a silent voice, where the king comes. It is written about it, and out of the midst of it, as the color of electricity, out of the midst of the fire. 267. These four klipot are inscribed in the four organs of the body, in the lungs, where there is moisture, from which there are the attachments, flaws of the lung, which glue the lobes of the lungs to one another and weaken it. It is written about it, her legs go down to death, her steps take hold on the netherworld. There a strong wind takes mountains apart, beating against the lobes of man's lungs. It is a wind that makes man's body storm. The first klipah, and this is called Ezekiel, stormy wind, the wind that Elijah bent under him and by which he went up. As it is written, and Elijah went up to the heaven by a storm. This wind knocks on the lung, which drinks various drinks. And in them the Spirit of God hovers over the face of the water. This is the klipah of the Holy Spirit. And to the left it is a stormy wind. It is written about it, a wise-hearted one to his right and a fool to his left. It is written, and I saw, and behold, a stormy wind came from the north, a great cloud, a blazing fire, and a brightness round about it. And out of the midst of it was a semblance of electrum, out of the fire, and amidst of it the likeness of four animals. The text counts four klipot, stormy wind, great cloud, blazing fire, noga, brightness. Afterwards, it says that within those four klipot, there are four animals, lion, ox, eagle, and man. Why are the four holy animals inside the four klipot? Moreover, it was said that above, in the tree of life, in Zeranpin of Atzilut, there are no klipot on its four animals. While below, in Matat, there are klipot, since the four animals of Matat are inside the four klipot. To explain to us the matter of these four klipot, he compares them to the four klipot, Tohu, Bohu, darkness, and the Spirit of God, in the work of creation, and to the four of Elijah, which are great and strong wind that takes apart mountains, a quake, fire, and a silent voice. He also compares them to the four klipot of wheat, chaff, straw, bran, and coarse bran. And to the four klipot of the nut, within which are the four mochin of the nut, since the marrow of the nut is split to four parts. He brings all these comparisons so as to draw from one in regard to the other. Those four in the work of creation, the four of Ezekiel and the four of Elijah, are as the ones in the beginning of the emanation of the worlds, when four prinot emerged, Tzimtzum Aleph, Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, and a Masach of Tzimtzum Bet. Thus, in each element that is sorted out of the seven kings of Nikudim, these four prinot emerge in them. These are the four of the work of creation, the four of Ezekiel and the four of Elijah. In the work of creation, Tzimtzum Aleph is called Tohu. In Ezekiel it is called Stormy Wind. In Elijah it is great and strong wind that takes mountains apart. In the wheat it is the chaff, and in the nut it is green. In the work of creation, the Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph is called Bohu. In Ezekiel it is called a great cloud. In Elijah it is called a quake. In the wheat it is the straw. And in the nut it is a white klipa, the shell. In the work of creation, Tzimtzum Bet is called darkness. In Ezekiel it is called a blazing fire. In Elijah it is a fire. In the wheat it is bran. And in the nut it is a peel that sticks to the marrow. In the work of creation, the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet is called an abyss, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. In Ezekiel it is called Noga, brightness, and electrum. In Elijah, a silent sound, where the king comes. In the wheat it is a coarse bran, the very fine waste of the flour, and in a nut is it a hollow of the nut. There are two klipot of the nut, a green klipa, tohu, and a white klipa, bohu, which is wet stones. A klipa is hard as a wet stone. Opposite those two klipot are the chaff and the straw of the wheat. These are the klipot of Tzimtzum Aleph and Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph, which have no contact with the upper nine. For this reason, chaff and straw have no contact with the bran, which is the wheat. A third klipa is from Tzimtzum Bet, when Malchut has already risen to Bina and has mitigated in Midat HaRachamim. For this reason, it is a fine as it is mitigated. It corresponds to the bran, since here it becomes attached to the wheat, since here Malchut rose to Bina and was therefore engraved in all upper nine, which are the bran of the wheat. It is considered that her dinim have clung to the actual wheat. She cannot be separated from there until she is ground with mills and the waste, the bran of the Torah, and is sorted in the strainer until the rule becomes clean semolina. We must raise man to extend the illumination of Ab Sag of Ak, to bring down Malchut from Bina to her place, for then the Gal of Bina appear, and they are the clean semolina. While the nut is soft, when the light of chesedim, called water, illuminates in her, she parts from the marrow of the nut with ease. However, if she has no chesedim, when the nut is dry, it is hard to bring down Malchut from Bina. However, extending chesedim is done only in Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, which is the fourth klipa. The fourth klipa is an abyss, the hollow in the nut. It is written about it, a silent voice, from which the king comes. She is the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, where the chasadim are drawn, and then it is possible to bring Malchut down from Bina. So the Gal, the king, will appear, meaning the four holy animals called four mochin of the nut. The four klipot are 4 degrees, called disclosure of the Gal. It is so because in Tzimtzum Aleph all the lights disappeared, and the Masach, called Bohu, extended Chasadim on Tzimtzum Aleph, and there it is still not the beginning of the existence of the worlds until the third Klipa comes from the ascent of Malchut Bina. A beginning is made and a possibility for elicitation of Gal. Afterward, when the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet emerged in the Chasadim, called a silent voice, it is possible to bring down a Malchut from Bina and disclose the Gal in the three lines and a Malchut that receives them, called four animals. And thus, the four klipot are 4 degrees until the animals appear. Hence, they are clothed in one another until they are revealed in their eternality, and four animals stand. These four klipot are inscribed in the four organs of the body, the lung, heart, liver, and spleen. The lung is the upper klipa, Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, the attachments in the lung. The moisture in the lung, which drinks various drinks, is Bina, on which the stormy wind of Tzimtzum Aleph knocks. Malchut of the stormy wind mingles with Bina, and attachments are made in Bina, Masachim of Tzimtzum Bet. As it is written, her legs go down to death. After her end, there is Malchut of Manula, from which comes death. But the attachments themselves are mitigated in Bina. He interprets how the attachments were made and says, and there, a strong wind taking mountains apart, knocking on the lobes of man's lungs. This is the spirit that storms man's body. It is a stormy wind, Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph. The wind knocks on the lungs, which drinks various drinks, and mingles with the water of Bina, and they become attachments. In them, the Spirit of God hovers over the face of the water, Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, which is a klipa for the Holy Spirit, and once that klipa has been removed, the Spirit of Holiness appears, the Gar. The place of klipa of Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph, called stormy wind, is in the heart. The heart, which is to the left of the lung, is where the stormy wind of Tzimtzum Aleph lies. It is written about them, a wise-hearted one to his right, receiving a Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, which is the Spirit of God hovers, from the lung to the right of the heart, and a fool to his left. having a stormy wind in him, who is unfit to receive light.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.